Local playwright Jodie Medland has created a play that's coming to North Devon soon. And to tell us all about it, Jodie joins us. Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you again. So I'll let you do all of this then. So tell us what the play is called and what it's about.
Sure. So this one's called Silo. It's a sci-fi apocalypse drama. And in a state of emergency, an inventor sends a robot to look after his dying father. But the robot starts taking a creative license with the rules by which it's governed, and it becomes clear it might become a threat to the whole of humanity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a little teaser for you. So last time you came into the studio, you talked about losing your dad.
Yes.
And the grief that comes with that. So this play is dedicated to him?
Yeah, I mean, I published a book last September that had five plays in it. And so, yeah, the one I did last year, Good Grief, that was the first play in the book. And Silo, this one is the last play in the book. And they were both written essentially as I was going through losing my dad. So, yeah, written in the same sort of era, a little purple patch for me, because obviously I generally write when I'm feeling particularly emotional and stuff. So, yeah, these are a couple of things that came out at that time. And yeah, but it's a bit of an acknowledgement to not just the sadness of losing someone, but also the legacy that people leave behind. So yeah, it's a nice one for that.
What's clever about it as well, and I know that you like doing this, is the dark humour that comes alongside it as well. And so when I've been looking at Silo and the language that's used and the way that the father and the son talk during the... I mean, it is funny.
Yeah, it's a bit like... There's a bit of Steptoe and Son in there. Like, there's a lot of bickering, and the play kind of addresses that we as people, we can kind of act like we don't particularly like each other and not see the similarities we can have in the loved ones around us. Yet through technology, we kind of communicate better for some reason. And that's a bizarre thing that's happened, obviously, in the technological age. So it looks a bit at that kind of stuff in society, which I find really interesting.
Yeah, and I suppose that's always evolving anyway, isn't it? So what's it going to be like in 10, 20 years?
Exactly that. So, I mean, with Silo, it's set kind of in the near future, but you sense that the apocalypse is pretty close outside. Like, the world is failing miserably, and, like, lockdowns are very common. They're a common part of life. And so, yeah, we're just in this father and son's two different apartments. And, yeah, as he's sent the robot to look after his dad, there's... the stage is kind of nicely created where, like, one of them's very modern, one of them's very old. And it's like, it's just, they're different but the same, these two characters. And the stage reflects that. So it's a nice one to look at, really.
When you were writing it, were you reflecting on your relationship with your dad, do you think, and some of the things that you might have said to each other?
Oh, yeah, very much. I mean, I definitely recall the couple of years before I left school, we very much clashed quite a lot, probably more than we ever did. And it was very much like I would get up to go to school and things, and everywhere I wanted to be, he was there doing like the same things, making toast, like doing dishes, having a shower, whatever. And I was just like, ah, get out my way, man. But like, of course, like it was just like a petulant thing. But there was so much love me and my dad had for each other. But I remember that time quite fondly now, because we would bicker and have silly arguments, and for no good reason other than the fact you're just in each other's way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there is a humour to that, and there's something quite nice about it as well.
What would he think of this play? Have you thought of that?
Yeah, I think he would find it hilarious, actually. He would see a lot of the nods that it gives to my relationship with him over the years. So yeah, I think he'd enjoy this one for sure.
And what about the rest of your friends and family as well? What will they? What do they think of you writing this?
Yeah, I think this particular play is one of my favourites, actually. And so, like, my sister arranged a book club last year, and we analysed this play quite some time ago, and we had lots of fun doing that. Like, and she similarly, like, really, she saw the relation between me and my dad in the play, and we spoke a lot about just dynamics with parents and things, which it's very much about. And yeah, great news today is, like, we've decided we're having, like, an oracy project around this play in Park School. That's being piloted on the 15th of May. And I don't know if you'll remember, so a year ago, which is probably when I first met you, I said that like getting plays more prevalent in schools was a really big thing for me. So the fact that's finally sort of getting somewhere and happening feels really fantastic.
Yeah. So how old are the kids going to be that are going to be working with this?
So they're year 10, like 14 years old. And Laurie Tarling is the head of drama out there. And she's so infectious and like happy to make engaging learning really for students.
Yeah.
So since I met her, we've spoken about how can we do this and what's the best way to present it to them. And we think we have a really nice structure and a plan. And yeah, we'll test it out on that day and see how it goes.
Yeah, it's great for the, you know, I mean, I know how passionate you are about bringing arts to schools as well and keeping it in schools because it's, you know, one of the things that does suffer.
Yeah.
But it's also, I suppose, as well as performing in a play or writing plays or whatever, for these youngsters for year 10s, it's about talking about emotions.
Absolutely. And so the thing with an RSE programme is it's not really about drama. You try and strip the drama out of it. It's more about getting them to engage with each other and have conversations about things that matter, really, and develop their listening and sort of observation skills as well as talking in a group. And I think this will really do that because there's a lot of layers to it. There's whether you're looking at the sci-fi angle and humanity's relationship with technology and how far that should go and where's the danger line, all of that stuff's interesting. But on a more emotional fundamental level of how do we communicate with each other and how has that changed over the years and why do we not say the things we really mean to the ones we actually are like love, and that's all fascinating stuff. So I think if you can get younger people thinking about that and addressing it, it's not just about plays, but it's about, you know, it gives you life skills that are great moving forward.
Yeah. And so Silo is coming to two theatres in North Devon. So tell us which ones.
So it's the first time I'm doing anything at the Plough Arts Centre. And that's happening on the 15th and 16th of June. Both of those are at 8 p.m. And then we're at the Fringe Fest again. So at the Queen's Theatre between the 23rd and 25th of June. And varying times, those performances. So, yeah, the Plough Arts Centre tickets are available from now. And the Fringe Fest tickets go on sale on the 1st of June.
And you've got the cast sorted for this as
well. Yeah, we have three local actors, actually. Two of them I've worked with now multiple times in the past year. And one of them is someone I met in Torquay, and he's an outstanding actor, and he's going to travel down and be with us. And yeah, like they are phenomenal performers. Indistinguishable, I would say, from West End talent. You wouldn't know that they aren't out there doing this full time for a living. And it's just going to be really fantastic. We've already started online rehearsals and our physical rehearsals will start about 10 days before the first performance.
What's that going to be like when you see them on stage, you know, saying your words?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's really addictive. There's a lot of work that goes into just setting things up, even a one-act play, even on a basic level. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes you have to do to make that happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I'm able to sit there and be surrounded with an audience and see it happen, that's kind of when I can breathe and just be a bit more relaxed. So
it's out of your hands then.
Yeah.
Somebody else has taken it. You've just got to sit back and watch.
Yeah, I used to find that a bit daunting because I used to always worry about sort of tech things going wrong and stuff. But now I'm just like, it will be what it will be. The actors are very professional and good enough to just kind of deal with whatever goes wrong.
Yeah.
And every performance is different, which is why theatre, I think, has that bit of magic. It's a bit different to like film. So, yeah, when you come one night, it will be different to if you watched it again. So,
yeah,
but that's something to be embraced.
So this play is the second play that's been taken from your anthology that you've written. Are you going to be then taking some more of those plays and bringing it to stage?
Yeah, I mean, I've already did The Unspoken in London. Whether I bring that to the Southwest, I'm still kind of thinking on it. The others are easy to kind of put to stage, so I would like to think I'll do them in the local area. However, there's always new projects coming up, so there's other things I'm excited by that they might take precedence. It just depends, I guess, what happens. But we'll see what happens for the rest of the year, and then I'll choose what ones to focus on next year.
Well, it's exciting times. Am I allowed to say as well that you're off to Cannes? I mean, I've just said it, so sorry about that, Jodie, if that was a secret. But that's exciting.
It is really exciting, yeah. And so I've got a slate of four feature films. We're trying to get the investment and the production partners needed to make those. Two of them we're planning on shooting in the Southwest as well. So, yeah, if we're able to get the backing, it would be great to just give work opportunities to people in the area. I grew up here, so I know how difficult it is to have that kind of work at home. And yeah, it's nice to be able to kind of try and do that. And again, if one or two of them get funded and we can make them, that will kind of take most of my time over the next sort of 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
And then the stage stuff will probably have to just take a back seat for a little while. But yeah, we'll just, it's just like juggling, isn't it? You see what actually happens and then follow the lead.
Yeah, it's all exciting stuff. And it's brilliant that you're bringing all of this to the Southwest as well, because as you say, it's not always easy to do. So thank you.
No problem.
For you know, giving people in this area the opportunity to take part in this. I don't mind sticking my name in the hat if you need a lead actor for something.
Excellent.
Jody, thank you for your time today. Keep in touch. Let us know how things go with Park School as well. It'd be nice to hear how that's going. Maybe we could talk to some students or something.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'd love that.
Remind us of the location and the dates for your play then that's coming up now.
Okay, so Silo is at the Plough Arts Centre on the 15th and 16th of June, and at the Queen's Theatre from the 23rd to the 25th of June.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.